This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Over the past 7 weeks, you'd be hard-pressed to find a bigger villain than British Petroleum, otherwise known as BP. From politicians to environmentalists, seems like everyone is pointing their finger at the energy giant, and that includes an organized boycott of BP stations. Radio America's Jason Sokol has more on the boycott and why such an effort is a whole lot more complicated than you might think.
As the oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico spreads, so does the anger over BP's failed efforts to contain it. Many people have turned their anger into action, holding protests outside of BP stations, vandalizing BP signs with substances that look like oil, and choosing to boycott BP gas stations altogether. Over 325,000 people have joined a Facebook group supporting a boycott since the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig in late April. Several political and environmentalist groups are leading the boycott movement. One such organization is Democracy for America, the organization founded by former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean. Democracy for America Chairman Jim Dean says that his group is outraged at what he calls BP's lack of responsiveness and failure to take responsibility for the oil spill. His goals in the boycott are twofold.
The first thing that we hope to accomplish is to really keep the public pressure on and keep BP in the public limelight so that they can't just quietly litigate their way out of this years from now. And then the second thing is we want to have an economic impact on the company so that this really costs them and sends a message to the rest of the oil industry that they just can't get away with this kind of stuff.
But the full impact of a boycott may not be felt by BP. Most of BP's gas stations are owned by franchisees, meaning that they will be left to take the brunt of the financial losses that may come as the result of the boycott. That concerns BP Amoco Marketers Association Chairman John Klein.
These are family businesses that are in communities and really have nothing to do with what is going on in the Gulf.
Jim Dean made it clear that while his organization is angry at BP, it does not want to target small business owners.
This is about going after BP, and it does go to their bottom line.
Fox Business analyst Phil Flynn disagrees. He says that the boycott of BP stations is misguided.
The people that are going to feel the brunt of the pain are going to be the ones that have leased these locations, small businessmen, small owners, and they're going to get hurt, and BP is not going to feel it at all.
Flynn contends that the retail business is so insignificant to BP that it is more of a nuisance than a moneymaker. Even if BP owned the stations that carry its name, a boycott of the gas stations still might not pose a problem. BP owns a large drilling and refining operation, as well as several companies that make everything from aluminum cans to asphalt for roads to one of the key ingredients in lipstick. These portions of BP's business account for most of its profit, meaning that a boycott would have to target more than just the gas stations to be effective. While some Facebook users are trying to take that step, it's not one that Jim Dean is taking just yet.
We have not gone down that road yet. We've got a lot of other things that are going on here, but that's certainly not off the table.
It's also possible to use BP gasoline without even knowing it. Flynn explained that not all BP gas ends up at BP stations.
If, the BP-branded stations don't sell a lot of gasoline, BP can very easily sell that to unbranded stations, to marketers, through a pool that can resell it to other stations. So you could be buying gasoline, saying, hey, I'm teaching BP a lesson at another gas station, and for all you know, you could be buying BP gas anyway.
BP also controls stations branded as Arco on the West Coast and Aral in Germany, as well as the Castrol line of lubricants, Wild Bean Cafes, and AMPM convenience stores. Participants have to avoid these brands as well if they hope for their boycott to be a success. If the boycott continues, gas station owners may need to start looking for help to avoid going under. Klein said that the BP Amoco Marketers Association doesn't have the financial resources to bail out gas station owners affected by the boycott. He also doesn't think that the same claims program that is currently available to fishermen and other people in the Gulf who have lost income will be available to gas stations. Nevertheless, he believes that station owners won't be left out in the cold.
The branded marketers will be treated appropriately through the BP organization.
With the oil leak not scheduled to be fully stopped until August, the online boycott movement growing at a rate of over 30,000 people per day, and environmentalist groups stepping up their protests, it could be a long summer for BP retailers across the country. This is Jason Sokol of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.